It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Student orders food just so the delivery driver can kill the spider.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Axiom Painting.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty, Kevin.
Boy, this is the story that's been kind of going around on the internet a little bit with the social media. A social media influencer, TikTok creator, if you will. Mm-hmm. Jules LeBron is her name. And she does a bunch of, I don't even really know exactly what she does on her page, but she seems like a very likable lady. And she did a thing a while back where she put on her makeup or whatever and then said, this is very demure, very mindful.
Yes.
That word's a weird word for me. Have you heard that, Jay? Have you heard anyone say that?
No, I just I just saw the flash of the news story of her.
Oh, okay.
Just a few minutes ago.
It's
just
on the real news, too?
Yeah, real news. Well, this is the real news.
No, this is Kevin's news.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Right.
So, well, that video blew up when she said that. The very demure, very mindful.
Right.
People are posting all of it. The latest one, I just saw one of Kelly Ripa's daughters had posted stuff saying she was very demure, very mindful.
Right.
They're just, you know.
That's the weirdest stuff catches on,
Over 47 million views in just a week. And it blew up, right? So this is an opportunity for Jules to, you know, make a little money off it, whatever.
Right.
That's the way the internet works. Something gets hot, you do your thing. So she wants to sell clothing and everything. She started putting together all this stuff. She was planning to make merchandise with those words written on them.
I gotcha.
But when she went to do that, she found out that some guy had already trademarked the term.
Dang it.
So now, of course, people
are like, wasn't very demure or very mindful.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't nice at all either. So now she's like, well, now I can't do it because I'm not going to make, you know, I'm not doing it, obviously, if it's trademarked for him.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the, you know, her fans and stuff are saying, well, we're not buying it if the money doesn't go to you.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those now where it's like a sad, she had a video where she was pretty sad, like, I guess I'm just dumb. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't think about trademarking.
Not necessarily
it day
dumb,
one.
You're just not fast enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird how that stuff happens.
Right, it is.
Yeah, I mean, that people are on that within. Like, if you think about, if you're a normal person and you see something that you think, whoa, that's really funny or that's going to be amazing, it could be happening even in live time. Let's say it's a sporting event and somebody says something. And you're like, oh, that's hilarious. That's probably going to go viral. By the time you actually go online to see if it is and try to do something
someone
about it, someone probably already has it.
Yeah.
It's just so fast.
It's like Wikipedia, how quickly that's updated sometimes. You know?
Huh?
You ever go on Wikipedia and look something up and something has just happened and it's already posted up there?
Oh, I have not done that. I did not know that, Steve.
It's crazy how quick it is. Sometimes. Not all the time, but.
Yeah, where you're just wow. That's,
I'm going to do that next time.
I will say that it is one of those deals where you wish the person, like, maybe this is the lesson that everybody learns, like, trademark it right away.
Right.
Sometimes they don't trademark it. Like, there's other people who have become famous and it's not that it got trademarked. Somebody else just started selling the gear, too.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you find out, oh, wait, that's not going to the person? I want it going to the person.
I know.
Not to,
yeah, exactly.
Not to Jim in his garage.
Who's just really fast with this and is also making t-shirts.
Yeah, he just printed the t-shirts first.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that is America, right?
Yeah, right.
We're in the land
absolutely,
of opportunity.
Man.
But it's just kind of a bummer for her. I don't know what's going to happen with this.
Well,
I feel like something good's going to happen where people will,
like, America will just go, hey, here's everybody in America will go, here's $10.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're all just gonna do stuff for you. It's a bummer. And then maybe the other guy doesn't make a ton of money off of it.
Right.
Is it the full phrase though? I missed that part.
Yeah, very demure, very mindful.
Okay, so it is the whole
I don't even know that word, demure.
Reserved. modest and shy.
Is that what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I thought it meant more like classy and sophisticated.
Demure.
Demure. Very demure.
Demure.
Very mindful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like I think modest and mindful is probably what she was going for. Yeah.
No, I like it. Yeah. That's the way I want my makeup. No?
I'm not sure you've accomplished it. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Great news, though, that you drove, it went well, and you now are over the don't want to drive the truck.
Kevin James.
Oh, no, I'm not over that.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okay, Kev.
Okay, I'm learning about men being kind of disgusting for the first time. I'm 20. I'm dating a guy who's 22. He's a total redneck country boy, and I love that. However, cleaning once in a while would be a real plus. I'm referring to his apartment, not his body. He does good there, thank God. He has tried to do better, but the one thing that is really an issue is his sheets. He claims, oh yeah, no, I wash the sheets, but there's just no way. So I bought him a new set of sheets 2 weeks ago so that he would at least have, you know, a pair to change out. We did the Midland concert, and then we were going to stay at his place because it was closer than my place. That's where we normally stay. Of course, I was expecting those new sheets to be on the bed, but nope. The sheets were still sitting there in the bag. Never even opened them. I was so upset about it just because it was a lack of effort. I ended up just going home. He says that I overreacted. It's not that big of a deal. But if it's a big deal to me, shouldn't it be a big deal to him? Do I just end up changing the sheets so that it happens? What do I do? That's from Amanda.
509-441-0999 to call or text. Or, of course, you can always comment on our Facebook page. Check it out at Jay and Kevin Show. I do think it's, I just want to say, a 22-year-old man, you're expecting him to change his sheets? I mean, I have a 23-year-old and a 20-year-old boy, man, if you will, young man, young men.
Yeah.
And the disagreement is not the sheets. The disagreement is in definition of dirty.
Right.
I mean, that's just going to be, and that's, I mean, his definition of like, he's like, well, she probably said, why didn't you put those new sheets on? He's like, because these aren't dirty. And she's like, those are filthy. They're disgusting. He's like, I washed them. When? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but it wasn't that long ago. Now, that could be 7 years. But in his mind, he's like, they're not dirty.
Yeah, he thinks they're fine.
Yeah.
What about the angle of, if it's a big deal to me, why can't it be a big deal to him? Like, she's asked him, I bought you sheets. I kind of did the work for you, bud. Like, could you just put on the new sheets? You know I'm coming over. You know I'm staying at your house.
Yeah.
I do find it to be inconsiderate on his part.
Stephanie, what do you think?
So I think that men are disgusting pigs and she just needs to change his sheets.
I mean, if you want it done, your way is, if in her mind her way is the right way and she wants it done that way, she should just do it.
Yes, I really think so. It's not, well, especially if he's only 22.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he washes his underwear.
It is a rare 22-year-old boy or man that will, you know, be as clean as maybe most people think they should be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day.
Jackie says this on Facebook. She says, don't just change the sheets. I mean, let me learn how to read. Don't change the sheets for him. You'll never see changed behavior if you do that. He's young. You're young. It hasn't been that long that you guys have been out on your own doing this type of stuff. Just tell him how important it is to you and that you need things clean and see if he starts to respond and do better. I would say, listen, if I went to a concert with a girl and then we got to my house and she was supposed to stay there, and it's supposed to be a great night, mm-hmm. you know? And then the night gets ruined because I didn't change my sheets. You do one of two things. You either say, I can't deal with you.
Right.
No, yep. We're done. Relationship's yep. done. Or you just say, dang, I don't want to make her mad anymore like that. I'm not ruining nights. I'm changing my sheets. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and it's not. It isn't, and it's not that he's going to remember necessarily, but at least the point was made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, what do you say?
Hey, I got a question. Are these the new sheets that they were giving out at the Spokane Tribes Casino recently?
Because they went to the concert. Maybe that's where they got them.
Oh, that's hilarious. I don't know for sure if they were free sheets.
That would be even better, right? They got them. They went to the concert, got sheets, brought them home.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Andy, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. I mean, yeah, you know, you probably want to say, or you could have said, well, look, I'm going to change them this time, but I'm going to tell you what, we're not staying here unless we have clean sheets next time. And then just, you know,
I don't know. Makes it pretty easy, right? That's just like, and then you'll decide right then and there how much you need him around if he's not willing to change the sheets to have you there.
Here's the real issue, though. None of this is the issue. The issue is she got him something and he hasn't even opened it yet.
Yeah.
That's the real problem. That's what I would be mad about.
I'm sure that he thought about those sheets while she gave them to him, and then he went, yeah, I'm going to put those right there because I'll change those
Those next year when we need new sheets.
As soon as these sheets get dirty. When these sheets get dirty, man, I'm going to put those on. That's really cool.
Yeah,
and then never
thought
about it again.
You know she's coming to your house to spend the night. That is, you know what she said? It's a lack of effort. And I think that is for sure.
Kevin, he did not think they were dirty. You know
that. Whether they're dirty or not, she bought you new sheets, man.
Hey, believe me, I'm all for new sheets, but I'm just telling you, his mindset was like, well, I didn't change them because they're not dirty. Whether you gave them to me or not.
Yeah.
I said I would put the new ones on when it's dirty. These aren't dirty. When's the last time you washed them? I don't know. I can almost hear the conversation.
I washed them. Like he told that before.
But well,
she's
he did.
Like, there's no way.
In 2020.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was going to say, our producer Steve, he's new to the show. He has not done a lot of interviews. And we want to have Steve ask you a question.
Oh, you don't know I haven't done a lot of interviews?
Wow.
Kevin James.
You haven't done a lot of interviews with famous people.
All right.
I mean, the guy who runs the flea market in middle of nowhere, Minnesota, doesn't count.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Flea market guy doesn't count? Is that for real?
I mean, the more I thought about it, I think he does because it's probably a harder interview than Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson has a lot of stuff going on in her life that you could mention. You know, like, hey, how about that helicopter ride? That was crazy. And you could tell she was, when she was in the helicopter ride, she was kind of on high alert, if you will.
She was.
So, you know, she had a helicopter ride. She had an album released. She's on tour. She's got some new collaborations out. So there's a lot of things that Lainey could talk about. Flea market guy. How about that flea market? How about that flea market, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? How about that flea market? A little entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
Also yesterday, I was going to say, we posted some videos of the Lainey interview.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed the interview, you can, of course, listen to it on the podcast or on our Facebook page. I think, Steve, you posted the whole thing, didn't you?
I did, after our conversation, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Very good. And then I made a few videos of, you know, just highlights from it.
Yeah.
One of them talking about Yellowstone.
Right.
And how, you know, will she have a love interest? Will she kiss a boy?
Will she kiss a boy?
You cannot wait to hear her answer.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. Posted those last night, and then right away it got a comment. And I thought, oh, this is fun. Good.
Was it Lainey?
This will be a really good, maybe this will be a good post, and people will really like it.
Oh, boy.
And the first comment, I don't like her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To which I responded, hey, thanks so much for your input. You know?
I mean, it's like, okay.
I'm like, okay, I get it. But sure. you didn't have to tell us that right now. I mean,
as a person or as a singer?
She didn't like her.
I don't like her. Okay, that's fine. Well, I tell you what was fun. Yesterday, we got to go to Cabela's over in Post Falls, and kind of a company, if you will, our winner of the $5,000 shopping spree. Now, when we started to give away, we started qualifying to give away the $5,000 shopping spree. Kevin went online immediately to try to spend $5,000. And he thought it was super easy. And in your mind, a lot of people are like, it would be easy. And it could be if you buy some very large ticket
items. Absolutely. There were definitely things you could buy that would get you to $5,000 real quick.
But if you're going to buy stuff that's, let's say, between $100 and $400, you know, it takes a minute. And, of course, you know, she's walking around. So Alexa was our winner, and her friend Amanda accompanied her. And that, first of all, they're awesome. They are, I mean, Alexa, what a great winner. Couldn't be.
Oh, she was so fun.
I just, she was fun.
She was really enjoying it.
She had done her homework, Kev.
She had done plenty of shopping to know what she wanted.
Yeah, she was ready to go, and she was considerate. I mean, I think, first of all, she was extremely gracious, had a lot of gratitude toward us for the $5,000 shopping spree. She kept saying, Steve, how many times even there at the end? Look, do you guys want something? I mean, do you guys want a hat? Or she kept saying, Steve, get a sweatshirt. Here, get this and get a hat. Jay, do you want something? I'm like, no, you don't need to buy us anything.
Lucky I had to leave. I didn't get to stay till the end, Kevin, I would have definitely taken some jerky or something.
That's what she ended up getting at the end because she had a little bit of room at the end, you know?
Yeah.
And so Randy, the manager, he goes, well, you know, something that's because he was trying to find things to fit in so she could get all of her $5,000 worth.
Right.
He goes, well, I mean, our jerky sells like crazy. And so a couple of bags of jerky. And I thought, man, if Kevin was here right now, there would have been some jerky going out the door. Yeah. But it was
that was awesome.
She was amazing.
Yes.
And she bought a lot of cool things. She bought some hunting tables and some rafts and a generator and just a bunch of stuff. And Steve posted a video of it yesterday. If you missed it, it's up on our social media. But did you notice how much stuff she bought for other people?
I did notice that she was, you know, always saying, oh, so-and-so would love this, which is great. Why wouldn't you do that when you have...
I'm going to say she spent more on other people's stuff than she did herself.
That's probably accurate.
And I think by quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah, they were very fun. It was just a fun experience all the way around. And
you would think, I know this sounds weird, but you know, we're like, she was such a great winner. We kept saying that to each other, like, this is perfect. She's such a great winner.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, wouldn't anybody who got a $5,000 shopping spree be a great winner? Unfortunately, that answer is no.
Right? It doesn't always work that way.
You know, like they'd be there like wait, so I can only get Cabela brand and
Bass Pro Shop,
and, you know, then they're a pain about it, or they're just, it doesn't seem like people would be that way, but every once in a while you get one and you're just like, oh. So God bless you, Alexa. You're awesome.
Yeah, Alexa was great. Amanda was great. Thanks to Randy and Dawn and Debbie and Patrick over there at Cabela's all. And there was a lot of other people that helped too that I didn't get a chance to talk to. But those four for sure, we had a chance to have a conversation. So well done and thank you. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And some of the videos up on our Facebook page. And I think maybe Instagram too. So there you go. Who's got what?
You want a quick jelly roll story if you want one. Jelly's the hot topic this week.
Absolutely.
You know, him being in town Friday night. But another nice story of Jelly Roll just being Jelly Roll. He was in, this is in Utah, where a mom named Wendy shared on Facebook that, you know, she's like, wow, we had an interesting day. My kid and her cousins wanted to do a lemonade stand. So we let them do it. And little did we know that a famous singer would come by and buy some lemonade. Who would have thought we would run into Jelly Roll? And for him to be so generous, giving the girls almost $700.
Whoa.
So then Jelly, this shows pictures of Jelly with the girls, and they're just grinning from ear to
ear. That's awesome.
And, and then it shows the cash in the thing, just a stack of
that's hilarious.
$100 bills. And they're just awesome. I mean, obviously, Jelly's got the money to do stuff like that.
He was thirsty.
But, Jay, this is in, like, a neighborhood. So you just go, how did Jelly end up in that neighborhood
in Utah? That's a good question.
I mean, obviously, he's on tour through there.
Right.
But like, were you just driving by and said, hey, stop, we got to go in there?
Yeah, maybe just one of those things. We got to
go get the lemonade. Or he's also in shorts, so Jelly might have been out for a walk.
Sure.
That's what I was thinking, because
could've happened.
I know he's trying to do the walking all the time. And
although, does Jelly carry $700 in cash on a walk?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That feels right.
Yeah, 700 on his phone, and that's all he needs?
Probably double that. Maybe triple.
Although, if he had double that and he only gave him 700, come on, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe we should set up a lemonade stand out back behind the arena just in case he pulls in thirsty.
That's true. Yeah, we should have lemonade ready for him.
Who do you think would make more at a lemonade stand? The three of us or those cute girls who are probably 10?
Yeah. Yeah. Cute kids are the winners.
I think so.
I don't know, but I'm willing to try.
Steve, you might do well. You might do well. Steve,
he's adorable. We heard all about it.
Yeah,
he's adorable. Yeah. Give the kid $700.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I apologize, Jay, because I know during that commercial break, I was screaming.
I hadn't.
I was screaming, and I do apologize. It's not the way I need to act.
Kevin James.
Instead, I'm going to be kind here, and I'm going to take it out on my son.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, on the way, we've got some more prizes for you, so hold on for your chance to win. Let's see, what are we going to do? I think maybe we should do we'll do it before 8 o'clock. Just before 8, we'll do a pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. So hold on for your chance just before 8. And then coming up at 8:20, of course, back to class cash. It's $200 just for a caller. All I got to do is just call for that one. So super simple. I can't believe, I absolutely cannot believe, and neither can people, that I don't have a blank.
Can't believe you don't have a blank, Jay. Well, what is yours? Do you?
Well, I mean, it's become kind of a joke now for family and friends. Is like, you know, people can't believe you don't have a new truck yet. Because it's just ridiculous at this point.
It is ridiculous. I mean, I get it, but you have been talking about it for so long. It'd be different if you were just like, yeah, I have no interest.
Right.
I'm good. This truck's running. It's fine. Whatever. But it has been on your radar for 5 years?
I mean, it's quite a while. I mean, you know, it's got 18,000 miles or something like that on it, you know. And you just get to the point where you're going to make a decision. Either you're going to put some stuff into it or you're not.
Right.
So, so sometimes my friends will be like, hey, did you end up getting a new truck yet? I'm like, nah. Good Lord, I can't believe you still haven't gotten one.
Yeah. Jay, that is definitely yours. That is very fair.
People can't believe I don't have a what? 509-441-0999 to text it in. Wayne just said, I can't believe you guys don't have a video of Steve singing a Shania Twain song while he's dancing.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Why specifically Shania?
I don't know. Seems like, you know.
We could try to get one for you, Wayne.
Right. I don't mind the suggestion at all. In fact, thank you.
I kind of mind the suggestion.
Are a few off of Facebook.
Okay.
People can't believe I don't have a... According to Sandy, microwave.
Yeah, that one is
Sandy,
not.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, I know a guy who doesn't have a microwave and refuses to use it.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it is weird.
Carolyn says.
It's just unusual. I don't know if it's weird, but it's unusual.
TV.
A TV? Oh, wow.
Kaylin says an Apple Watch. People can't believe it.
That's hilarious.
Karen doesn't have a computer.
What? Huh. I'm going to look that up.
Victoria doesn't have the internet.
Okay,
she lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
How'd she comment on Facebook then?
Well, I mean, maybe at work.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine it's when she goes somewhere, she has her phone, Steve.
Right, yeah, that was probably what it is. Yeah.
Lindsay says, people can't believe I don't have a dishwasher.
Boy, yeah, those are a lot of those things where, you know, convenience, and if you have a relatively, you know, I mean, and I mean relatively new home, it probably came with it. I don't know when they started putting dishwashers and microwaves in houses, but it seems like it's been a minute.
Yeah, they've been around a while.
By the way, 84% of Americans it's 87% of Americans have a computer.
Okay, wow. I'm surprised that it's...
Not more than that?
Not more than that, yeah.
Really? I find that kind of high.
I wonder what percent, if anybody doesn't
have... Do you
have
a computer, Steve? You don't, do you?
Well, he's got a laptop.
Yeah, I got a laptop.
He has a laptop at home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd ever been over to watch a game with him, you'd know that, Kev. Thanks for that the other day, by the way, Steve. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Dory says people can't believe that I don't have a credit card.
Okay, yeah.
Or my own car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, your own car. That is a little more surprising.
Yeah. See, and I feel like all of the ones that have been mentioned, I would say, as far as Americans go, 85% plus have all of those things. You know, yeah, I don't know if credit card is right, but I mean, it probably has a debit card, I would imagine, yeah?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't have one. I mean,
who knows?
Oh, maybe this texter just said they don't have a debit card.
Don't have a debit card.
Okay.
Credit card only.
Anti-debit. Let's go.
How many people you think still write checks, like on a regular basis?
Not enough. I tell you, the other day, my new wallet is a checkbook register, whatever you call that. The
check holder?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the cover thing.
And the other day, I went to take it out at the store to get my debit card out of it, and I pulled it out, and the lady goes, oh, we don't take checks. And I'm like, well, look at this. And then I showed her. I said, I lost my wallet was stolen a couple weeks ago, and I said, I went to the bank and they printed out my new cards and they gave this to me to hold them. And I kind of like it, so now I'm just using it as a wallet.
That's hilarious.
So her groan went to a laugh.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure at a grocery store they're like, oh boy.
Checks.
Probably mostly businesses, I would think, for checks.
Yeah.
You know?
How about this one from Brett? Brett says, I don't have a desire to travel and people just can't believe it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, that is fair. Susan says she doesn't have no internet, no smartphone, no credit card. No fun.
Yeah, I mean, what does she do?
Come on, Susan. So would that mean you're at work texting? Wait, how does that?
I will tell you that my friend Larissa just sent me a text and said, people can't believe that she doesn't have Facebook. Or any social media.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, including me. I say it to her all the time.
That's funny.
She'll be like, oh, I'm like, oh, did you see so-and-so's? And she's like, no, I don't have Facebook still. And I was like, oh, can't believe it.
Brett says, people can't believe I don't have a sunny personality. Oh, we can believe it, Brett.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Megan doesn't have a credit card.
That's well played, though.
And Aaron, she says, people can't believe I don't have a boyfriend. That actually could be easily happen, right? Where you know somebody really well and you're like,
yeah,
you are an awesome person. How do you not have a boyfriend or how do you not have a girlfriend? Like when Steve's a prime example.
I think it all the time.
Yeah.
Except for this. Every time I say, oh, Steve, what about so-and-so? Or
so hey, you know a girl or you know a young lady. And
bring it up and I'll be like, oh. And the first thing he'll say is something why it doesn't work.
Because he's so picky?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I understand, Steve. You're happy? You're happy? That's fine. Because right now, I don't think people believe that people can't believe that I have no interest in being in a relationship. I think they think that I just say that.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm really happy right now.
You know what they say about Steve? Picky palate, picky heart.
Yeah, he doesn't like to
put that on a shirt, Steve.
I mean, he likes his food bland, but his women perfect.
Whoa.
What? God, he's so picky.